the power that you have within you. What can keep us from that power and exercising it? Well, yeah, nothing, if we reckon on it. However, we don't always, and many times our own burdens. Think of the things that you thought of after you got up this morning that would keep you in a position of not just being free to praise the Lord. Does anybody in this room have any burdens? I do. I have big burdens. I have burdens. I have things that aren't resolved. I have health issues. We all have something. Pastor Kev's heart this morning is that you hear the word of God. He wants you to hear it. If you're still thinking about those burdens, you can't listen with a clear ear. You can't hear the clear sound. So we're going to do something this morning. I don't want you carrying those burdens. I want you to be so free to worship the Lord that right now in your mind, just write out in your mind those burdens, okay? The things that would keep you from being free to worship. Then I want you to come up here with that imaginary piece of paper. Yeah, we're going to move, okay? We're going to take time for this. Because Pastor Kev wants you to hear the word this morning. We want to praise God freely this morning. I want you to come up here and I want you to put those imaginary pieces of paper in here with the burdens that you're carrying. Now, come on, we're all carrying burdens. Have somebody help you if you can't do it. Everybody has burdens.
That's better.
Yes.
That's better.
That's better.
Now we're free. We're getting rid of these. Amen, Brian. Amen. I love it. Good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's like, good. Get rid of them. Get rid of them, Carol. You don't need those anymore. Gail, you don't need those. Amen. Pat them down. They can't get jump back out. No way. Those burdens are not coming back to you.
Hallelujah.
Not one. This is taking time. It's okay. It's saving you time. Amen, courage. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to get them all in here. Boom. Amen. Amen. Penny, yes. Amen. Yes, Jerry. Amen. Kev, did you put any in? Got it. They're all in here. Now, I'm going to ask Mark to take these burdens and put them outside the church, dump them outside that door. They can't be in here. By Jesus' name, we say these things are gone because there's no condemnation. There's no worry to them that are in Christ Jesus. Take those damn things out and throw them out. Amen. Satan, you're out of here. Amen. Which brings us to Psalm 27, verses 4 and 5. King James says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Amen. Those burdens are gone because we believe in this promise. This promise from God that if trouble comes, God's there for us. Amen. New Living says it this way. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. And the message says, I'm asking God for one thing, only one thing, to live with him in his house my whole life long. I'll contemplate on his beauty. I'll study at his feet. That's the only quiet, secure place in a noisy world. It's a noisy world out there. The perfect getaway, far from the buzz of traffic. And the Passion puts it this way. Here's one thing I crave from God. The one thing I seek above all else. I want the privilege of living with Him every moment in His house, finding the sweet loveliness of His face, filled with awe, delighting in His glory and grace. I want to live my life so close to Him that He takes pleasure in my every prayer. Amen. In His shelter in the day of trouble, that's where you'll find me, for He hides me there in His holiness. He has smuggled me into His secret place, where I'm kept safe and secure out of the reach of all my enemies. Let's stand it and let's say one verse from the Passion Bible today. Okay, 4 and 5. Here's one thing I crave from God. The one thing I seek above all else. I want the privilege of living with Him every moment in His house, finding the sweet loveliness of His face, filled with awe, delighting in His glory and grace. I want to live my life so close to Him that He takes pleasure in my every prayer. And the beautiful thing is, the Passion Translation goes on to say, triumphant now, I'll bring Him my offerings of praise, singing and shouting with ecstatic joy. Yes, listen, and you can hear the fanfare of my shouts of praise to the Lord. Listen now, as we all with ecstatic joy sing praises to Him and come into His place, that we might find His presence and be blessed by it. And we will in turn give Him pleasure as we bring those praises to Him. Amen.